Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio, Ace Michaels is your host for the show, the number one social media talk show on planet Earth, Ace Michaels Blog Talk Show. And I, when you hear me say that, that means I can't put it into words. Like, I'm flabbergasted. I'm flummoxed, right? That's what that means. I can't even come up with the words to... This information that I read on the worldwide WW says that a company is experimenting with a certain type of contact lens that will allow you to take a photograph while wearing the contact lens. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you can wear the contact lenses and use your camera or your camera phone. Of course you can do that, okay? I'm not pulling some piece of your body here. I'm telling you the truth. I read this article that says that they're making an actual contact lens that fits in your eyeball, and just by wearing this contact lens, now at least one of your eyes becomes a camera. So now you've got like a whole Steve Austin thing going on where you can actually film or take a photograph just by winking your eye at someone. Now, has anybody thought about the complications that this is going to create in a bar-type situation? No one's thought about that. No one's thought about the privacy invasion issue. You know what? I didn't know you were wearing your camera when I changed my clothes in the bedroom, bro. You got to take the camera off. Give me that footage. Give me that contact right now. Delete. You know what I'm saying? Yep, we live in the age where we have come that far. The technology has taken us to the point where there may be, inside of a year or so, a contact lens that you put in your eyeball, you look at something, wink a certain way. You don't wink the normal way, according to this article. The camera can differentiate which wink means take photo and which wink means, oh, she's just cute. But either way, they got it. It's not coming. It's done. They got it, ladies and gentlemen. Camera eyeball. I don't even know what they call it. iCam eyeball. I don't know what they're going to call it, but they're going to have something for it. If you have a thought on this or technology in general, I'd love to hear your call. You can call us at 646-595. 4802. That is the number to be on the air. Or you can email, if you want to email, you can email us beyondthebuzz@yahoo.com. Our guest today, that's the guest music. The guest today is a fabulous, you understand me? You hear what I'm screaming? He is a fabulous top celebrity photographer I met in Las Vegas. Mr. One and Only Michael W. Rogers is on the show today, and my fabulous co-host that is going to bring the heat today. Welcome again, Cindra St. James, on that live airwave. What's going on, guys? Are you on the buzz?
I'm here.
I'm here, yes.
We are both here.
Yeah.
Mr. Connection of all connections.
I was going to say something about you guys both arriving at the same time, but it's not that kind of show. So good to have you both. You spoke at the same time, which is fine. Let's do ladies first. So for those who don't know, it's Cinder St. James on the show today. Tell us a little bit of your background. Go.
I am Cinder St. James. My online modeling portfolio can be found at www.cindrastjames.com. I love to help businesses launch new products, get their companies up and running to a higher level, and I also enjoy getting people in the best shape of their lives through fitness with a little twist. All that information can be found at www.airbarexercises, that's AIRBAREXERCISES. We're all about getting you slim, sexy, and ready for that bikini this summer.
Wow. All of that was tasty. And now let's move on to the gentleman, Michael W. Rogers. Tell us what's going on in your world, baby.
Today is one of those busy days, and you being a photographer, you can understand this. There's days that nothing happens, and all of a sudden everybody's pulling at you with both arms on every different occasion. So right now, my only break is sitting here speaking with you, and thank you so very much for having me on your show today.
You're welcome so very much for being on the show. It's my pleasure to have you. But you know this, man. So let's jump into it. So first off, our opening thing, I couldn't even really put the pieces together in my head. It was so emotionally scientific. You get what I'm saying? Like, it blew me away. Do you have any thoughts on that, either one of you, about this new contact lens that's got a camera?
Ladies first. Ladies
first. Oh,
Wardy,
come on. You can go. I appreciate that, but please.
In the time you spend trying to learn your craft and you try to perfect it and you try to do something with it, and all of a sudden you now have this camera in your eye, and I thought the same thing you did, Ace, is like, okay, we got some privacy issues here, so, you know, you get sued or everything like that, and, you know, what next? But, you know, I'm 61 years old, so I've seen a lot of things happen in the course of my life where I'm not really surprised anymore.
Well, and the thing about the privacy issue, just to address this really quick, I think Michael and I are both on the same page, that it's going to be some idiot. You know, it's not going to be everybody, but it's going to be just that one idiot that's going to be like, he's going to open up like a hostel or something like that, and he's going to be using his camera eyeball in the wrong, inappropriate way, and it's going to ruin it for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's going to be like all kind of laws. They're going to make a law and call it like Kyle's Law, and it'd be like, oh, right, remember him? Yeah, now
yeah.
That's why we can't wear them. You know what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly, and that's exactly what is going to happen too.
Exactly, and it will be a white man. Let me just get it out on the table right now. It will be a middle-aged, balding, fat white man who will commit this crime. Just know that, because it's a white guy kind of crime. There, I said it. All right. All right. All right. Sindra, yeah, so to you, darling, what do you have to say about it?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you know, things keep evolving. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised that technology has invented this new tool to be used. And, you know, I'm hoping that people can find creative ways to use it in the right way that would, you know, facilitate, yeah, that was a great idea, and this can be something to make photographers' lives easier, to possibly innovate. On the other hand, I mean, it's yeah, when the Google's goggles came out, I was like, already, wow, okay. I don't know how I'm going to deal with someone that's in my face with these glasses. And the fact that you don't even know when other people are wearing contacts is, it just kind of might kind of set up some people to be a little bit more apprehensive to have actual physical live conversations. Because, you know, you don't want what you don't want shared or shown with other people. And when you're in a relationship where you're in front of that person, trusting that person to honor and respect your words, you know, it's just, who knows?
Now, Michael, trust and privacy is a big deal in your kind of business, because a lot of times you shoot pictures and people maybe don't want them published, or they don't want certain parts of, you know, what you shot. They want to Photoshop it or whatever. So what are your thoughts? I mean, is privacy a big deal? Do we even have any privacy left anymore?
It's funny you should mention we don't have any privacy, because we don't. And as far as pictures are concerned, that's a big concern. And because I've been through the scenario where I've taken a photograph, posted it, and someone says, no, don't do that. I don't like that. And you're taken back because you're so caught up in the photography thing in your work. You got to realize that the other person on the other side of the camera, number one, has a life. Number two, has issues. Number three, you didn't ask him permission ahead of time. So you're going to get what you're going to get. So this camera, I think, it's scary, to be honest with you. It really is scary, because someone is going to misuse it, which makes guys like me, you, other photographers, have to bear the burden of the public and their perception. And, you know, there's the saying, perception is reality. It takes one guy to mess this up, or one guy who thinks he's doing okay and make a simple mistake, like, you know, putting a picture without asking permission, and all of a sudden you have all these issues. It is scary. With my photography now, especially when I'm doing headshots with clients, one of the first things I ask them after the session is done is, like, may I have your permission to post this to expand my brand? Because I did it the other way, and I know what it's like, and it's not a really good feeling. But then again, too, you have to be accountable and own up to the fact that, well, you didn't ask. Okay, so this person has every right to go, like, oh, take it down.
So tell me, what is the deal, Michael? So just for clarity, you're not allowed to take a photo of anybody without the permission, and that's why you sign a model release, right? So if the model signs the release, then you own the picture, and then you can do whatever you want with it, right?
Right.
But if they don't sign a release, let's presume you shoot a picture of somebody, there's no release involved, automatically, without even going to a court of law, automatically that means you can't use it, because you don't have a release releasing the right to you to use the photo, right?
Right, right, correct. And what will happen, and this is normal life, you take the picture, you don't get any, you don't sign the release, and let's say you post it or you put it in a publication and that person sees it. In normal life, it's not a question of them calling you, going, hey, you posted my picture. In normal life, is an attorney's calling you because he's getting ready to sue you. And then you have to put that fire out. Yeah, because, you know, the element of surprise. So with a client, with a model, with anybody, out of just pure common etiquette, common sense, common courtesy, respect for your fellow man, you know, I ask permission. And then, because I am going to use it in other publications to promote my brand, to promote theirs, yes, I'm going to use a model release. I don't even do anything without a model release, because it puts you in a really bad situation where, even though you think you're doing okay, the person you're photographing has their rights and their issues. And if they don't want it, they don't want it. They may let you take the picture for them personally, but you know, you have to respect the other person on the other side of the camera. It's one of the things I had to learn, and what helped me progress here in Las Vegas was people on the other side of the camera. I learned a lot here in about a year and a half since I've been here.
I bet you did. Hey, I'm going to come to you in a second, Sandra. I just want to share this story. This is a true story that happened to me when I first came to Vegas. Now, I have lived in Florida, Nashville, L.A., Kansas City, Denver, and this only happened in Vegas. Take it for whatever it's worth. This is what happened. So I'm on stage performing. I'm doing a show, and there's this guy in the audience. He's obviously a professional photographer. He's got, like, two cameras strapped on him. He's wearing, like, you know, khakis and tennis shoes, which is, like, the universal photographer's clothing. You know, and so he's, like, snapping these pictures of me like crazy, right, while I'm on stage. He's, like, click, snapping like crazy. He's getting down on the floor. He's getting, like, all up my nostrils and stuff. I mean, he's getting some prime shots, right? So I'm excited because I'm thinking, oh, wow, these are going to be some really good pictures for my, you know, my portfolio. I can use these, like, for promo pictures, you know. So the guy gets done taking pictures. I get done singing. I go over to him. I say, hey, let me give you my email so you can send me some copies of those pictures. And he goes, without missing a beat, he goes, you going to pay me?
Wow.
Excuse me? Those are pictures of me. Why would I pay you to take a picture of me? But,
wow.
That was my introduction to the Las Vegas hustle experience that has served me well to learn in the last 2 years. But now, Michael, that was unethical. I don't want to call the guy out because he knows who he is, and so does Jesus. So that was wrong of him, though, right? He shouldn't get down like that, right?
No, he shouldn't have. But then again, too, like you said, that's Vegas. I never knew about a good side until I got to Vegas. Okay. I mean,
right.
Everybody go, oh, no, let me shoot my good side. I go, good side? What's a good side? I had no idea. If you want to learn photography from all angles, from a business standpoint, from a photographer, come to Vegas because you will learn it all. And all you have to do is take a picture of somebody, and that's where the whole process starts.
That's a good side. Now, Sandra, you're a model. What's the deal with the good side? Do you have a good side? Is that real?
In regards to what? A good side of...
Yeah, like you got a good side of being shot, you know, yeah.
I absolutely love the experience of being photographed and working with people. I'm all about collaborations and, you know, benefiting each other with a mutual 50-50 win-win relationship through, you know, the use of pictures to promote, to show, you know, their creative artistic work. At the same time, you know, there are things that come up and happen, and I think ultimately, the best way to really have it all work out is to really over-communicate what it is your needs are, your expectations, what you desire from this interaction, to avoid anything coming up at the end, you know, or, you know, once this picture that is awesome starts being seen all over the world, you know, if there's an agreement in place, then it's right there ahead of you, and you don't have to, you know, then start to scramble to figure things out, because then people aren't in the right frame of mind to deal with things. So, yeah, just be real clear about, you know, what it is you want and where you'll be using the pictures, and
Now, I think photography is a fabulous, fabulous art form. The thing that I love about it is that if I take a photo today, no matter what, I could pose that model in the same clothes, in the same position, in the same lighting a year from now, and it still wouldn't be the same photo. It would be different because photography, in my opinion, it captures a moment that you can't duplicate. You know what I'm saying? Would you agree with that, Michael?
Yeah, you're freezing a moment in time, and you keep that moment for the rest of your life. That's what I love about it. You could never reduplicate it if you wanted to, but when you capture that moment and it is something special, and you keep it forever, it is something. It's something really, really neat. I tell people, especially when I'm doing family portraits or headshots, you know, I said, I'm freezing a moment in time, you know, for you and your family. And this is going to be priceless because one day you're going to sit there and you're going to, your children or your grandchildren are going to look at your picture and they're like, you know, that was my mother. Or that was my grandmother. Or that was my grandfather. And it's priceless. It's a special moment. And it's something you as a photographer get this really great feeling that you did something really, really neat. And you can go to bed at night knowing that you did something wonderful. That's the way I've always felt about when I shoot, especially now more than ever, because I did a lot of landscape before I came here, and I shot a lot of landscape in Alaska. And then when I came here and started doing people photography and really started to understand the nature of it. And like you said, it's such a special moment, and the feeling is something that you can't describe.
And now, so let me ask you about, this is the elephant in the room, no matter what room you're in, that has to do with photography in that room. This is the question. It's become more and more prevalent over the years that cameras have become less expensive. Cameras have become cell phone cameras, right? And so there's a lot of people who think they're a photographer, right? Now, I for one know that photography requires skill, requires training, requires a whole lot of things. You can't just pick up a camera and start shooting anyone naked, nude, or any other process of half naked or nude and think that that makes you a photographer. What are your thoughts, guys?
Ladies first.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Just because, you know, you can begin the very beginning stages or steps to becoming a photographer, if that's your ultimate dream, it's still going to take hours and hours, you know, 10,000 hours to master a subject to really be able to call yourself a professional photographer. So, you know, it's great to have so many cameras available because people are able to tap into their creative outlets and freeze that moment in time for themselves. But yeah, it's a fine craft that I'm sure takes a lot of time and patience to really understand all that goes into it. So yeah, I have a lot of respect and give a lot of credit to people who have been doing it for a really long time because they know what to do in different situations to really get the best outcome for that moment.
Yep. Okay, you heard her. Michael, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, when I started, I had to be convinced first that I was good enough in the first place. My journey started going through a rough time in my life, and the only thing I could hold on to at the time was just taking pictures. I had no idea one way or the other. When I chose to go into it, it was a different scenario. But to make a long story short, I love to create, and I love to see things for what they truly are at that moment in time. And when I shoot now, there's just something that I see, and I create that. And I've done it for a period of time now through learning, through networking with other photographers and other people, that from a professional basis now, professional is what that is. Professional photographer means that is my job. And this is what I do. And I try to do it in the best way possible to satisfy the client. The photographer, the creative side in me, is what that is. I see something, I want to create it. Does the client, does the public, does everybody like it? Probably not. Then again, too, probably so. A lot of my a lot of my successes were from photographs that I just happened to just take a – I just went point and click. You know, a great example, I'm from Alaska, so I shot Denali, the highest peak in North America. I wanted to shoot it because I hadn't been home in 9 years, and I went down there and took a picture, and boom, you know, I posted it. I didn't think anything else of it. The next thing you know, it's on the cover of Alaska Magazine. And one of the things I was trying to gauge is, you know, wow, what – I mean, everybody has shot this. Why mine? What was it about? And they said, well, it was just the way, the angle. It was just the way you shot it versus that it was appealing to everybody. Okay, so, okay, does that make me a professional photographer? No. But by the same token, if I had to go do landscape in Alaska for a client, for a company, for a magazine, there are ways that I know how to do that professionally to create that for the client. I just happen to have – I just wanted to see a mountain I hadn't seen in 9 years. And I know a couple of spots where to go versus where all the other photographers would go. And I went, okay, fine, boom. So in answer to your question, I've learned now up to this point – the professional side, and I'm good at the professional side, and I'm also good at the creative side. And in the real world, in real life, sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not. To get better professionally, it's the for not that will make you better, because you'll see what you need to do to make yourself that much better as a professional.
That's very interesting. I want to just I'm going to co-sign on that. You know, contrary to popular belief, I'm in show business, and so I get a lot of pictures taken when I'm out and about. And Michael took a photo of me at an event one time, and I was just like running across the floor, you know, doing my unicorn thing, and he caught this picture, right? He caught me in a way that as soon as I saw the print that he posted, I said, you see, that's a professional photographer. Like, I had other people shot pictures that day, and I've had other people shoot pictures before, but for some reason, when I saw that photo that Michael took, I said, now see, that's what I'm talking about. That's professional photography, you know?
You are so kind. Thank you so very much.
It's so true. It's true, though. It's true. So what about? Let me ask you, Sindra. Now you go out and do a photo shoot. Can you tell right away, like if somebody shoots you? Let's say even if they hired you, to model for them, and then you go shoot and you get the pictures back and you go, oh snap, amateur.
Right. Yeah. And that's definitely happened. I think it comes down to, you know, what kind of passion this person has and what kind of purpose do they have in doing this. And that's what really separates the professionals from the amateurs. An amateur is probably going to have feelings of anxiety or stress or not knowing how to do something correctly. And that can be seen in the photograph. Whereas if you are in line with your purpose and your vision and your passion and you're loving what you're doing and you're living what you're doing and you're doing this like from your heart, then that picture is going to turn out so much more beautiful because it actually has allowed part of your essence to be in it. So it's just going to turn out better. So it's kind of like, yeah, I would think that as a professional photographer, you'd really have to feel great and feel fantastic and feel what it is that you are doing while you're doing it Because if you're just going to be like, oh, man, I hate my job. I hate this mountain. It sucks. Snap, snap, snap. It's going to just be like, ugh. Whereas if you put some, like, mm-hmm. goodness in it. Yeah.
I feel it. No, I feel that. Michael, how do we reach you if we want to become fans online? We want to follow you. Want to pleasantly stalk you? What do we need to do now from here?
There are so many forms of how to get in contact with me. I'll start off with my website, which is www.michaelwardyrogers.com. It's all one word, and you can get a hold of me there. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm also on Facebook. Now, the name of my company is called Mr. Rogers Photography. When I was doing the weather on TV for about 30 years, that was my name. Everyone called me Mr. Rogers. And I moved to Vegas last year, and people are calling me Mr. Rogers. And I'm going like, where is this coming from? So I decided to go ahead and change the name and make my company Mr. Rogers Photography. And you can see me all through there on all forms of social media. I'm all over the place. You can contact me. I do have a phone number, and even though this is radio and you give out the phone number most of the time, most folks won't remember it. It's 702-467-9278. That's my number, but that's how you can get a hold of me. And if you want to pleasantly stalk me, just call me and go like, I want to pleasantly stalk you. And I'll go like, feel free, knock yourself out. Go ahead.
And that's what's up. And Cinder, one more time, how do we reach you on that doggone www?
Air Bar Exercises. Air, like the air we breathe, A-I-R, bar, B-A-R, exercises can be a little tricky. It's E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E-S.com or www.SindraSt.James, S-I-N-D-R-A-S-T-J-A-M-E-S.com.
She presumes we can't spell exercises. We're Americans. We can't spell none of it. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how to spell. That's why we text, woman. Hey, listen, thank you guys for being on the show today. It is the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show. If you ever want to be on the show again, please do. Just come back and be a regular guest or a guest host. And other than that, let's get out there and have some fun. Thank you guys again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so
Absolutely.
Much.
Yeah.